Good morning, and welcome all of you listening to our audio service for this week. My name is Tina, and I will be leading you through our service. Stuart will be reading our Bible passages. Rosemary, Amber, and Young Lan are our music team this week. And Trevor will be teaching us through God's Word, giving us some announcements, and also will be leading us in a time of prayer. God longs for people to come and rest in Him, to find safety and strength with Him, and in our inward heart to express our longing and love for Him. And our security is also found in God. In this first psalm, to begin our service, this is really inspiring, and it really shows us how we really do need God and how wondrous He is for us. It's based on Psalm 84, verses 1 to 4. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. So let's praise God together in the first song, Praise to the Lord.
Praise to the Lord.
We have come together to meet with God and to take our part in the building of His church. Christ Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By His wounds we have been healed. Let us acknowledge our failure to serve Him as He deserves and return to the Lord with repentance and faith, praying together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have gone our own way. and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son, who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God therefore forgives you in Jesus Christ, who sheds his blood for us. Amen. Give praise to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done.
Heavenly Father, give us faith to receive your word, understanding to know what it means, and the will to put it into practice through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the first of our readings this morning comes from 1 Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. Again I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has never been born, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labour. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And the second of the readings comes from Mark 12, verses 28 to 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand as we affirm our faith together in the words of Philippians. Jesus Christ, in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Please be seated.
Well, thanks, Tina. Well, welcome everyone again to church. It's lovely to speak to you, and it's lovely to gather to you over the internet and to keep on meeting and connecting in this way. I draw your attention to the notices in our bulletin that I'll read to you today. News and pastoral care. With more relaxations of lockdown regulations, we're able to meet in our homes now for a few people for a short time with this relaxation of lockdown regulations. Safe distancing must still be maintained, and if you feel comfortable, take this opportunity to viz others safely. Please download the government's COVID Safe app. Rosemary and I have done that, and I know of others have done that too, and we encourage you to do so also. During the week, the Archbishop Glenn and Bishop Michael has got in contact with me and other clergy and just brought us up to date with COVID-19 protocols and ministry. We've forwarded Glenn's latest letter to you via email, and we encourage you to read it. Last Wednesday, the clergy in our mission area met via Zoom to answer questions and to promote thinking about how we do ministry during this time and in preparation for church after COVID-19. So the parish council's meeting with Karen and myself tomorrow just to have a Zoom meeting to discuss what Glenn's forwarded on to us. It's good to hear that people are in Bible study, connecting and praying with each other. If you want to join my Bible study on Sunday night, just give me a phone call or a text message and I'll send you the joining instructions via Zoom. Also, just thank you for tuning in of a Sunday or whenever you tune in, and thank you for continually giving towards ministry in this place. These are difficult times, and we just pray for perseverance and resilience as we keep going. I now lead you in a time of prayer. And so the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are the giver of all good things. Fill our hearts with thankfulness and grant that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that are good, and by your merciful guidance may perform them. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for the privilege it is to be able to talk to you anywhere, anytime, about anything. We just thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. You're always there, a constant companion, a constant friend. Sovereign Lord, you are the hope and healer of your people. And you have promised a world where there is no more sickness or crying or death. By your death and resurrection, you have set your people free from the penalty of sin and death. We pray indeed for your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please prosper the work of those who are seeking a vaccine for the coronavirus. Strengthen those who are treating the sick and comfort those who are mourning the loss of loved ones or living in fear of this disease. We continue to uphold before you Jean Steele, the residents of staff of Newmarth House and their relatives and any who we may know of personally. Continue to give to our governing authorities wisdom in their management of this crisis and the overflowing effects on our economy and interstate relationships. We think especially of those who have lost jobs or working less hours. For those who live in remote and already isolated places in our country. For Indigenous Australians whose needs are unique, and for those who minister amongst them and to them. And watch over our children and teachers as we see a slow, steady and safe return to schooling in the months ahead. We thank you for the ministry of Emily and Karen and the fun that the kids are having over Zoom of a Sunday when they meet together. Father, with the relaxation of some social distancing regulations, we thank you for the opportunity to meet up with family and friends. And we thank you for the creative ways to keep in contact with each other, both new ways and some old. To virtually be able to meet with others in our homes and places of work and leisure through the advancement of technology, through the window of a computer or a mobile phone screen. But also for the old ways of taking time to make a phone call, an email, a text message, a letter or a card. Give to us sensibility in these God-given days of opportunity to be patient and generous, wise and optimistic as we go forward, taking each day that you give, trusting in your sovereign goodness and mercy. And for those who may be experiencing fear, uncertainty, frustration and anxiety, God, turn their hearts and minds to you that they may find that peace that only you can give. And we ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our next song is based on Psalm 42. And the psalmist really expresses how much he desires to worship God, to let his heart's desire be full of worship. This song was actually recorded in 1992. So join with us and sing, "As the Deer Pants for the Water."